There is absolutely, absolutely no doubt whatsoever that he could see into the future, and that he, in his guarded way, for reasons which I've already set out,
he protected himself.
He protected himself, and yet it is possible, with quite a deal of effort and with some knowledge of the languages in which he wrote, to work out what these prophecies were. That's really what I've occupied myself with over the past few years.
When you say he wrote these in a book, though, was he sharing them with everyone?
He was publishing them. From about 1555 onwards, he did two forms of publication. He brought out two different types of books. One was an annual ephemeris, or what he called a prognostication. That is, a prognostication for the year, in which there were 12, sometimes 13 verses, four-line verses, one for each month of that year.
Was he like the Farmer's Almanac that we have in the United States?
Yes, a bit like that, except a little more sophisticated, because in addition to bringing out these 12 predictions for the year, that is, each relating to the month, some event that would take place in that month, he also gave a prediction for every single day in that year.
Right.
So that at the end of, he published these things for well over 10 years, so he made thousands and thousands of prophecies, of course. And quite a few of them I have managed to determine what they were. It's very, very hard, of course, to go back to events on a day-to-day basis. But some of them were sufficiently famous for me to have been able to resurrect what they were.
Tell us a few of those that occurred then.
Well, he was particularly interested, of course, in local wars, in events that affected the reigning king. He became very interested, I think, probably when he went to the court of France. He might well have met the young Mary Queen of Scots, and he became very interested in her destiny, her several marriages, and her very unfortunate life. And some of his day-to-day prophecies relate to events in her life, her marriages and things like that.
Did the people of the era all know him at that time, David?
He became very famous in the 50s, in the mid-50s, that is, 1550s, of course, because of the prognostications, not because of his quatrains, the things that we now think of him as being famous. We have to imagine that if you have somebody who is publishing quatrains on a day-to-day or on a month-to-month basis, you have this feeling of contemporary success. You know, you're terribly interested
right.
in what's happening around you. We have lost that feeling for the prognostications, and there's very little interest shown in them nowadays, because it means that you have to kind of put yourself back almost 500 years. Very, very hard to do. We are much more interested in those quatrains which perhaps pertain to ourselves or which pertain to very famous events in history.
And he was either right or wrong, and they probably all knew about it then.
Well, certainly one or two of his prophecies were so clearly correct that he became famous more or less overnight. The major problem was that the languages in which he wrote did tend to put people off. Even his contemporaries, said, well, all this is a lot of rubbish because it's not even good French.
It was hard to understand then. It is now, at least for me.
Yes, very. Well, he wrote in... You see, most people think that he wrote his verses in French, but that is not true at all. He wrote essentially in French, but it was French framed in a Latinate style, and he intermixed the French words with Latin, Greek, and Provençal. And sometimes, because he could read both Hebrew and Italian very well, read and write those two languages, he sometimes introduced ideas and words and numerologies from both Hebrew and Italian. So they're very, very complex verses.
When he wrote, do we know if he was in a certain trance or state of mind?
Well, we don't know. Now, as I say, we know very little about how he wrote. I would think he wasn't in a trance in any sense, because one of the techniques he used, well, first of all, he used astrology to give dates to some of his quatrains, and of course you can't do astrology in a trance. It's a mathematical enterprise. Secondly, he very frequently used obscure quotations from texts to give meaning to his verses, and you can only work out this meaning if you become familiar with the texts.